Little Exiles by Robert Dinsdale. Narrated by William Rycroft. It is proposed that the Commonwealth seek out in Britain, by whatever means necessary, at least 17,000 children a year suitable and available for immediate migration to Australia. Arthur Calwell, Australian Minister for Immigration, 1949. Book 1. The Children's Crusade. 1. The boy standing vigil at the end of the lane, a Christmas lantern in his hand, still believes his father is coming home. Christmas, he has been taught, is a time of family, when errant sisters might come back to the fold, when black sheep brothers might go caroling with the mothers they say they despise. He is 8 years old, proud to be nearly 9, and he still recalls last Christmas how he stood at the end of the lane tracking every approaching motor car until the snowdrifts climbed above his boots. It had taken his mother to prise him away. She had hoisted him up and hauled him back to the terrace, where his sisters were ready to welcome him with hot mulled wine, which was terrible to taste, but at least made him feel warm and fuzzy inside. He had gone to bed that night in squalls of tears, but risen the next morning to presents under the tree, a book he had pined for, The Secret of Grey Walls, a cap gun he had been told time and again not to expect. And it was not until the evening that he realised that he had not thought of his vigil all through the day. This year, he has resolved, he will not be so cowardly. He has his cap gun tucked into his belt. He has brought mulled wine in a flask, and he has wrapped up warm. Christmas is a time of family and a time of miracles. The logic will not be denied. It is 1948, and though he has never once seen his father, he knows that he is coming home. He was born in the middle month of winter in the year of 1940. He has twin sisters older than him by 11 years, and they are the ones who attended his birth, straining with his mother in the back room of the terrace where they live. Of his earliest years, he remembers little. His mother kneads dough in a bakery before dawn and cleans houses in the afternoon, and it is his sisters he remembers making him breakfast and dressing him every morning. He grows up quickly between one end of the street and another. A shop mistress smiles when he enters her shop, secretly palming barley sugars into his hands. A neighbour invites him to play with her daughter in a backyard on the other side of the road. So lost is he.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?